Well, we have pretty good news. We just heard from XL Energy, KFGO News reporting that they have lifted their conservation appeals for natural gas customers, which is good news. But it was a pretty tough weekend for those of you who had to turn your thermostat down to 60 degrees. And many of you did. Some said, are you kidding me? But others did. And joining us with some tips on staying warm. You know, we've got one side of the building here that you could hang meat in, I understand. So yeah. These are still good tips from Rita Usatis. Hello, Rita.
Hello.
Rita is a Cass County Extension agent, family and conservation science. Were you one of those who needed to turn your heat down over the weekend?
No, I wasn't, but I sure did know people that did have to do that.
So how would you suggest you stay warm in this kind of situation, Rita?
Well, you know, you can do several things in your home to prepare your home in case of what happened, you know, like putting plastic over your windows or making sure you have weather stripping in your windows or on your doors and just some preconditioning for the winter seasons. But if you have to turn your heat down, dress in layers, in lots of many different layers, you can keep a lot of heat in your body. Also, close off a lot of your house and just kind of centralize into one or two rooms. And that those rooms will stay warmer. You know, if you have children at home, this would be fun as well, is make a tent in your living room and play in the tent. And all that body heat will make everyone happy and you'll have fun and have a lot of good family time. You can put extra rugs on the floor to help insulate the floor so you don't get as much coolness from the floor. You can put, in case of emergency, if you don't have time to put plastic over your windows, if it's drafty, if you have clear shower curtains, take them off and tape them around, and that will help with the drafts. If it's a window that faces the way the sun is, open the blinds and let the sun heat your home. If it's a window that doesn't have the sun, close the blinds to keep the heat in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Be active. Just don't sit around. If you are sitting around, put some extra blankets on yourself. Roll up in some blankets. You can use space heaters if you have them, but use them with caution. Make sure you have plenty of space around your heater so it doesn't start a fire. And make sure there's some ventilation. Make sure your electricity can handle the space heaters you're putting on. Never use your stove. Never use charcoal stoves. Never use propane heaters in the home. But just do some general pre-winterization ahead of time would help as well.
I've been writing them all down. Good suggestions. Very good. And so I would imagine that this affected thousands of people, thousands of residents, as a matter of fact, not just around here and not just in Fargo, Moorhead, Grand Forks, and East Grand Forks, but also thousands of residents in southeast Manitoba who were without natural gas and heat since the weekend explosion.
You know, one thing I thought of when I heard about this was it Saturday night when the alert went out from KFGO News, one of our text blasts, and was, what if? I bet the electrical grid in this extreme cold is being pushed to the max. And so all of these tips you gave us would be worthwhile, even if our greatest discomfort was having to survive in 60 degrees in the house instead of what we're used to. Because, you know, if it does go down, one person comes back from Mesa, Arizona a week earlier than anticipated and turns his house on. You know, it might all go down. And that those kind of tips are invaluable.
You know, and some of the things you can do is you can take towels or rugs and roll up and put in your window seals. Or if you have drafty rooms, you know, put them under your doors to, again, help keep the heat in the rooms you want them in. A lot of just pre-winterization before the winter hits will help everybody's homeowner.
You know, in the wintertime in our house, we have the heat when we're there, when both of us are there, we keep it at about 67. And generally, we stay in our den and we close the door and it's nice and warm in there. It gets up to like 70 in that room, for heaven's sakes. And then at night, it goes down to like 64. And then when we both go to work, we turn it down to 60. So when I go home, for example, at lunchtime, it's 60 degrees in my house. And I have to tell you, it is absolutely, it's very, very cold. But, you know, we just keep our coats on. And no, not really.
Isn't she a trooper, though?
But there Isn't are, she but, a trooper? Yeah.
Well, I'm serious. Well, that's how I am. You know, well, that's just me, you know. And so all those.
She had to put on an extra layer in her house, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, it was a little cold. It was a little cool yesterday.
I had five layers.
Did you really?
Yeah.
What did you have your heat down to?
Well, we shut it off.
Oh, you did not.
We just disconnected it.
Well, and what about, well, you don't know, well, I can't, well, that's probably not a question for you. Rita, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
I was going to ask you.
I want to know the question.
No, it had to do with the elderly, but I don't think this is her, you know.
All right.
This is her department.
Hey, Rita, great. Good to talk. Do you mind if we call you back sometime?
You can call me anytime.
Yes, this was.
If anyone has questions, call us at the Cass County Extension Office.
And is there a place on the web where they can get these tips?
There is. We actually have on our website, you know, at the NDSU website, there are some tips on there. It actually says tips for saving energy and money for renters, but it also applies to homeowners.
Wonderful.
Thank you.
Rita Usatis is an extension agent at NDSU Family and Consumer Sciences. Thank you, Rita.